7. Letting go of loved ones. Separation from our loved ones is one of the 8 sufferings we all have to endure. The Way to Buddhahood says, those with fame and high status can fall. Those who are together may be scattered. There is nothing more heartwarming than a happy family enjoying each other's company, sharing the good times as well as the bad. But children grow up and will eventually move out from under their parents' wings. Sickness and death can also take our loved ones away from us. Moreover, in this day and age of disposable relationships, it seems that the family structure is also treated as being disposable. Spouses turn on one another. Siblings treat each other as total strangers. We should all treasure our relationships with our family and friends. Without the necessary causes and conditions, we would not have been brought together. However, while we treasure our relationships, we should not become overly attached to them. We need to let go when our children grow up and leave us. There are a few things we can do to help us cope with separation when it becomes a reality. We should have a variety of interests to keep us busy so that we do not have to measure our happiness by how often our children visit. When our relationship with our children changes, we can build new relationships too. If we have our own individual support circle, then we are less inclined to be demanding of our children's time and attention. Last but not least, we should find happiness within ourselves and not in external elements. What happens when our loved ones die and leave us forever? During the time of the Buddha, there was an elderly woman with an only son. She loved her son dearly and had always hoped that he would look after her when she became old and dependent. Unfortunately, her son fell ill one day and died shortly thereafter. The woman was in anguish. Grief-stricken, she carried the body to where the Buddha was staying in hopes that he could bring her son back to life. The Blessed One took pity on her and said, "If you want me to bring your son back to life, there is a way. You have to first bring me a small mustard seed, but not just any mustard seed. This mustard seed must come from a house which has not known death." The mother thought that she could turn back time. Hopeful, she went from house to house, trying to find one where no one had died. Everywhere she went, someone in the family had once passed away. She searched in vain, and finally, after knocking on all the doors, she went back to the Buddha and told him what had happened. The Buddha gently explained, "From time immemorial, man has lived and died. Such is the law of nature. You should not be heartbroken with your son's death." The elderly woman became enlightened. When there is life, there is also death. When there is union, there is also separation. We should treasure our relationships while they last and let go of them when separation becomes inevitable.